You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. It's April Fool's Day, but Eileen was not fooling, and I wasn't fooling you. It's not tree cattle or tree cows.
Yeah, it is not, because I looked that up, and there were actually cows and trees, so I'm trying to figure out how that happened.
But it's tree cattle, and it's bark lice. And I just posted a video on Better Lawns and Gardens on our Facebook page of the bark lice and them moving, and it's just so cool. And so they are not bad bugs. They don't harm the trees. And so you can see what Eileen was noticing. And what did she do? She reached for the pesticide. And so just before, you know, identify the bugs first, call me 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680 and let us know what you would like to talk about. So how do I make a pineapple grow? Okay, so I don't know where you are in the state, but you can make a pineapple grow by buying a pineapple from your grocery store. And then once you eat it, you've cut the top off, leave about, I would say, 2 to 3 inches, and you can plant that in the ground, just, you know, with the leaves coming straight up, just plant it in the ground. And within 2 years, you want to go through 2 winters, you will probably get another pineapple. So they are an epiphyte. They're in the bromeliad family, and they reproduce very easily. And you can start your own pineapple plantation. So, you know, the best thing to do is just get a pineapple, cut it off, and start your own little crop of pineapples. So Ron in Cottondale, Florida, thank you very much for a perfect message. The freeze we had turned all my sagos brown, and I see people cutting off all the leaf branches. Is it okay to still do that, or am I too late? No, you can cut off all the brown leaves on it. Leave some green, and you'll be just fine. I will tell you that one time I had someone come by my house, and this is when I was in another whole different industry. I was in a different career, and I had 2 sago palms on each side of my driveway, and they said, can we cut your sago palms and, you know, cut the fronds off? And I said, yes, and I had some brown ones on there. When I looked out about an hour later, my sagos had no leaves on them at all. They were completely bald. They cut everything off. And I panicked. I go, oh my goodness, what did they do? But within 3 months, I had fronds again. And within 6 months, they were all back to normal again. So it's not recommended that you do that. You don't need to do that. But you can cut off the brown leaves without harming it. And then, you know, just leave the green healthy ones. But if you've got the cycad scale, and you can go to Summit Responsible Solution Studios and get their year-round oil spray, which will kill the cycad scale. You want to cut then the fronds that are that have it covered on them. Just go ahead and cut them off and throw them away, and then spray your cycad with the Summit year-round oil spray, and that will prevent the cycad scale from returning. Okay, great question, Ron. That's wonderful. So they wrote me back the text message on the pineapples, and they said, yes, I have 2 pineapples growing, one on a small plant and one on a large plant. This is the large plant. So I think they sent me a picture, but I don't see it. I can't see anything on my text screen. And so you do have pineapples on them? Well, then continue to keep fertilizing. And right about August, September, October, it should be ready to grow. So as it starts to turn yellow, you can go ahead and know that it's ripe. So size really doesn't really tell you that much about how ripe it is. It's when it starts to turn yellow. So look for that. Keep on track, because I will tell you, the raccoons and all the different critters and stuff love to eat pineapples, and they'll take a big chunk out of it before you even know it. My next text message says, do you think cocktail trees truly work? And if so, how do you care for them? A cocktail tree is a tree that has, you know, at least 3 different grafts on it from other fruit trees. And usually it's in the citrus family. So you have tangerines and oranges and lemons on one tree that they're all grafted on. And do they work? You know, they can. They're going to grow for a couple of years. But what I've seen is that one section of the tree, the one graft will die. And so you have a portion of the tree dead. And so, you know, just make sure you're fertilizing, that you're watering correctly, and that you're taking good care of it. It's in full sun, and they will live. I just don't think they live for a long time, only because they're grafted and, you know, portion of the trees die back. And then you've got, you know, a third of your tree is dead and it looks bad. So I'm not a big fan of them. I usually recommend if you're going to have a tree, a fruit tree, have a, you know, one that's nice and healthy, has a good rootstock, and is, you know, will last you, you know, several years, decades, and will be a better, you know, way to grow the fruit. All right. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. I really do appreciate Dr. Richardson for coming on. I think this is very important, and I will honestly tell you, it's more important than butterfly gardens is to plant gardens, native plant gardens for our gopher tortoises. Get the education out there so that people do recognize how important that keystone species is for other wildlife and also for restoration habitat renovations. You want to restore habitat. We're losing so much with developments, and it's important that builders, you want to be aware in your community when you see a gopher tortoise that you let your landscape crews know. Now, what kind of plants do gopher tortoises eat? Well, sea grapes are wonderful. They're a moderate forage value. They're native species. Then also Japanese persimmons, Chickasaw plums. Now, trees, and I'll just be honest with you, trees are kind of a low to moderate resource for turtles or tortoises because they can't climb. So the fruit is on, you know, the tree and then it falls down. So, you know, and they only have that fruit for certain times of the year. So it's better to plant shrubs, plants, and flowers that the tortoises can have year-round. So, but I will say the trees. So sea grape, Japanese persimmons, Chickasaw plums, flatwood plums, sumac, winged sumac, which is wonderful. I love winged sumac. Turns a beautiful red in the fall and wintertime. Then the shrubs are pawpaw, beauty berries, white stopper, huckleberries, blue huckleberries, bush daisies, hibiscus, especially the native mallow is better for them. And then weeping lantana, Lantana depressa, and then lepidezas, which are a legume, and then blackberries, sable palmettos, or scrub palmettos, I'm sorry, scrub palmettos, sable miners, saw palmettos, and then sparkleberry, blueberries, and Spanish bayonet.
Wait, sparkleberries?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sparkleberries. Sparkleberries are moderate to high forage value for gopher tortoises, attractive flowers and greenery and fruit, and it attracts wildlife and butterflies. So you could have a butterfly gopher tortoise garden combined.
That is pretty awesome.
Isn't it? And so vines, butterfly pea, railroad vine, passion flowers, maypop, wild grapes, and cultivated grapes too. Leave some for the gopher tortoises. The flowers can be asters, paintbrush, pineland daisies, golden asters, coreopsis, and day flowers, blanket flowers, and sunflowers, and then all kinds of weeds. That Biden's alba, the beggar ticks, is a great resource for gopher tortoises. Ground cherries, verbena, pansies even, wedelia, all kinds of good stuff. Prickly pear cactuses for gopher tortoises. So I just want to start pushing for gopher tortoise gardens and gopher tortoise recognition so we can educate the public, educate builders and developers and HOAs on how they are protected, their burrows, the gopher tortoises themselves, and gopher tortoise eggs. Very, very important. And so it's, you know, just something that I'm just thinking. April 10th, Gopher Tortoise Day. And let everybody know you can get a recognition sign for your yard by going to myfwc.com and looking on the Gopher Tortoise page. I'll post links. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Saturday morning. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Quality Green Specialists has the plants, products, and friendly expert advice to keep your garden healthy and bountiful. Quality Green has thousands of plants, trees, flowers, herbs, vegetables, and more. Plus, high-quality organic-based fertilizers, products, even comprehensive soil testing. Visit DLand's beautiful nursery and fine fertilizer store. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily. Located at 335 West Michigan Avenue. QualityGreenSpecialist.com. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
World-class plant experts, beautiful flowers and foliage, a kids zone, juried artists and crafters, free admission. Sounds pretty great, right? If you agree, then you won't want to miss the 63rd annual Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 26th and 27th at Kitland Nelson Park. Check out the incredible flowers and foliage, talk to plant doctors, and learn more about conservation. Plus, lots of great artists, crafters, food vendors, live entertainment, and a tree giveaway. Visit Apopka Art and Foliage Festival.
I was running until I wasn't. My hospital stay would have cost nearly $48,000, even with insurance. But with VA, I'll pay zero. And VA is the best, most affordable healthcare in America for veterans like me. Knowing that my family is waiting at home and a surprise medical bill isn't, that's good for my heart. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Up to 44% of veterans say re-entry into civilian life was difficult. 20% say they experienced depression, and 6,000 vets complete suicide every year. You're not alone. At the Florida Veterans Support Line, over 300 veterans like you call every week for resources, referrals, and support. Connect with one of our veteran peers who has walked in your shoes and can help you take the next step. You're not alone. Call 1-844-MY-FLVET or visit myflvet.com.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
There's a crash every 44 seconds in Florida, with 1 in 7 involving distracted drivers. That doesn't just mean using your phone. Distracted driving is anything that takes your hands off the wheel, eyes off the road, or mind off driving. Texting, applying makeup, eating, or even adjusting the radio. Florida wants you to just focus on your driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is the time for your phone calls and text messages. Let me know you're out there and what you're drinking for your morning beverage. And you can give us a call and talk about your favorite plants, what you're growing, what you're having success with, or if you're having a problem or you're new to the state, don't know what to do, give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680, and we will, get you right on or discuss what you want to talk about. I had someone call me, John, and he wanted to know, he had a magnolia tree come down and during the storm, and it completely collapsed, and so he had to remove it. And underneath it was all of his shade plants, which they loved underneath the magnolia tree. They loved the canopy and were doing wonderfully. But when the magnolia was gone, he said that the apodistra, which is the cast iron plant, which is only growing in shade areas, or the peace lilies and also, you know, other shade plants, they were not doing well. And he was kind of hoping that he could cut them back down to the ground and they would recover and be used to the sunlight. And unfortunately, that's not going to happen because those shade plants always grow in shade. It's not something that they can adapt to a full sun or more sunlight. And so you can see this by, you know, apodistra and cast iron plants are very popular underneath the sandy areas underneath a bridge, an overpass. Those little gardens that you see the grass growing or the plants growing, they're usually cast iron plants. And so you'll see a corner of the garden going out beyond the bridge, and the cast iron plants are growing there, and they're not doing well. So it's something that you can really see the stress of the plants when they're in full sun. So you want to make sure that he can move them. That was my suggestion, is transplanting them underneath a nearby oak tree, creating another shade garden for them. And but they will never adapt to that area. That's the unfortunate response. So make sure that you're planting right plant, right place. Let's go to Eileen in Polk County. Good morning, Eileen. How can we help you?
Hi, Teresa. My ugly croton is not ugly anymore.
Yay!
Yes, I cut it back, and I have all new leaves coming up. Also, my plants from Bluestone Perennials is coming today.
Yay!
That's another yay. But
what did you order from them?
I'm sorry?
What did you order from them?
Oh, let me see if I have it written down. Oh, no.
Okay.
I threw the note away. I'll call you next week and let you know.
Okay.
I can't remember. Anyway, I had a bug, several bugs, that were on my crepe myrtle tree.
Okay.
I've never seen these before. They were about an inch long. They were black and gold. And they had all these tentacles.
Tentacles? Like tentacles. Spiders?
Yes.
Okay. Were they spiders?
No.
They weren't. Okay, super. Oh, okay. And did they move in a group? Well, how many were there?
They moved in a group.
I know what those are. I know what they are. They are tree cows. I want to say tree cows. But they move in a group, and they just swarm all over the tree, but they just run up and down. Yes, I know what they are. I'll give you the name after the next break. I'll get the name from, but I think they're called tree cows. Somebody out there, correct me. And it's
okay.
Really fascinating to watch, but they do not hurt your plants. They what they're doing is they're running along, and they're eating all the little bits of lichens and little plant material that's up and down the crepe myrtle, and they will be just fine, and they'll be gone before you know it.
Oh, good grief, because I put 7 dust on them because I thought they were so bad, and I also saw all the black ants on the tree.
Okay, so that's a different thing entirely. So, you know, but these tree cows, and again, I'll get the name.
Bark lice?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Did you look it up?
They?
Bark lice. But they do not hurt the tree at all, and there's no reason to kill them. But now the ants are a symptom. Okay, now how do your crepe myrtles look? Do you have any leaves on them at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
And so ants usually are a symptom of sooty mold. And sooty mold is that honeydew that's on the plant that turns black. And it's usually the secretions from the whiteflies or aphids that is on the crepe myrtle. So the ants are coming after some kind of sap or some kind of excretion, sooty mold, and it's just a symptom. The ants will not hurt the crepe myrtle.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Did you kill those two?
So I put seven dust around the bark of the tree because I thought they were one of these bad Asian beetles that were coming.
No, no. Both of them are harmless. They don't hurt the tree. And so bark lice, yes, that's what it is. But they're also called like tree
pests. They're bark what?
Bark lice. Now, that sounds bad, but it's not bad. Okay. Bark lice.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're just there, and they're doing their own little thing, and they don't hurt the crepe myrtles at all. But you will see them on crepe myrtles and some other trees, and so they're fine. You don't have to worry. So you wait until Saturday morning and call me before you spray any more chemicals or apply a dust.
I will.
Okay.
I will. I'm
here for you. I'm here for you, Eileen.
Believe it.
I know we panic, though. I've done that before in my earlier days. I would panic, and you just reach for something to pour on it. And
I thought they were eating my tree, and I saw all these tiny black ants, and that's what killed my oak tree.
Well, the ants didn't kill your oak tree.
Well, what killed my oak?
I don't know, but it wasn't the ants. Again, you know, something was going on that attracted the ants, and so
the roosters. I'm blaming it on the roosters.
There you go. Yes. Oh, Eileen, thank you. You've made my day. I love bark lice. I love seeing them because it's so cool. There's video games where you see all these soldiers, and they all move towards the fort, and they all go in different directions. And watching the bark lice is just fascinating. So what a treat for you.
I'll have to tell Bob how fascinating they were, and I killed a good bug.
No worries, Eileen.
Yeah. Our crepe myrtles have all leaves on them.
Good.
Yeah, all of them have leaves.
So they didn't.
I mean, the pollen count has been horrible.
Yeah.
But that's okay, you know.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I just think they're just leaving out late this year. I mean, I just thought they would have been a little bit more leaves on them, but it could be because of the rain.
No, we have tons of leaves on ours.
Wonderful.
All right, I'm blaming the roosters on my mistake.
There you go. That's a good one.
Thank you so much, Eileen. I appreciate it. Good morning. And it's just,
I love her roosters.
I do too. If you have a gardening question or you want to talk about, before you reach for a chemical, pesticide, or herbicide, give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. We give us for a perfect text message your name and your city location. That will help me with better advice. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9174. 800-648-9174. That's 800-648-9174.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Give us a call now, and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most importantly, put an end to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768. 800-762-2768. Call now.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
Call 800-989-1647. 800-989-1647. That's 800-989-1647.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-496-1910. That's 800-496-1910. Again, 800-496-1910.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is the time for your phone calls and text messages. Let me know you're out there and what you're drinking for your morning beverage. And you can give us a call and talk about your favorite plants, what you're growing, what you're having success with, or if you're having a problem or you're new to the state, don't know what to do, give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680, and we will get you right on or discuss what you want to talk about. I had someone call me, John, and he wanted to know, he had a magnolia tree come down and during the storm, and it completely collapsed. And so he had to remove it. And underneath it was all of his shade plants, which they loved underneath the magnolia tree. They loved the canopy and were doing wonderfully. But when the magnolia was gone, he said that the apodistra, which is the cast iron plant, which is only growing in shade areas, or the peace lilies and also, you know, other shade plants, they were not doing well. And he was kind of hoping that he could cut them back down to the ground and they would recover and be used to the sunlight. And unfortunately, that's not going to happen because those shade plants always grow in shade. It's not something that they can adapt to a full sun or more sunlight. And so you can see this by, you know, apodistra and cast iron plants are very popular underneath the sandy areas underneath a bridge, an overpass. Those little gardens that you see the grass growing or the plants growing, they're usually cast iron plants. And so you'll see a corner of the garden going out beyond the bridge, and the cast iron plants are growing there, and they're not doing well. So it's something that you can really see the stress of the plants when they're in full sun. So you want to make sure that he can move them. That was my suggestion, is transplanting them underneath a nearby oak tree, creating another shade garden for them. And but they will never adapt to that area. That's the unfortunate response. So make sure that you're planting right plant, right place. Let's go to Eileen in Polk County. Good morning, Eileen. How can we help you?
Hi, Teresa. My ugly croton is not ugly anymore.
Yay!
Yes, I cut it back, and I have all new leaves coming up. Also, my plants from Bluestone Perennials is coming today.
Yay!
That's another yay. But
what did you order from them?
I'm sorry?
What did you order from them?
Oh, let me see if I have it written down. Oh, no.
Okay.
I threw the note away. I'll call you next week and let you know.
Okay.
I can't remember. Anyway, I had a bug, several bugs, that were on my crepe myrtle tree.
Okay.
I've never seen these before. They were about an inch long. They were black and gold. And they had all these tentacles.
Tentacles? Like tentacles. Spiders?
Yes.
Okay. Were they spiders?
No.
They weren't. Okay, super. Oh, okay. And did they move in a group? Well, how many were there?
They moved in a group.
I know what those are. I know what they are. They are tree cows. I want to say tree cows. But they move in a group, and they just swarm all over the tree, but they just run up and down. Yes, I know what they are. I'll give you the name after the next break. I'll get the name from, but I think they're called tree cows. Somebody out there, correct me. And it's
okay.
Really fascinating to watch, but they do not hurt your plants. They what they're doing is they're running along, and they're eating all the little bits of lichens and little plant material that's up and down the crepe myrtle, and they will be just fine, and they'll be gone before you know it.
Oh, good grief, because I put seven dust on them because I thought they were so bad, and I also saw all the black ants on the tree.
Okay, so that's a different thing entirely. So, you know, but these tree cows, and again, I'll get the name.
Bark lice?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Did you
what
look it up?
They?
Bark lice. But they do not hurt the tree at all, and there's no reason to kill them. But now the ants are a symptom. Okay, now how do your crepe myrtles look? Do you have any leaves on them at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
And so ants usually are a symptom of sooty mold. And sooty mold is that honeydew that's on the plant that turns it black. And it's usually the secretions from the white flies or aphids that is on the crepe myrtle. So the ants are coming after some kind of sap or some kind of excretion, sooty mold, and it's just a symptom. The ants will not hurt the crepe myrtle.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Did you kill those two?
So I put seven dust around the bark of the tree. because I thought they were one of these bad Asian beetles that were
Both of them
tree.
Are harmless. They don't hurt the tree. And so bark lice, yes, that's what it is. But they're also called like tree
pests. They're bark what?
Bark lice. Now, that sounds bad, but it's not bad. Okay? Bark lice.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're just there, and they're doing their own little thing, and they don't hurt the crepe myrtles at all. But you will see them on crepe myrtles and some other trees, and so they're fine. You don't have to worry. So you wait until Saturday morning and call me before you spray any more chemicals or apply a dust.
I will.
Okay.
I will. I'm
here for you. I'm here for you, Eileen.
Believe it.
I know we panic, though. I've done that before in my earlier days. I would panic, and you just reach for something to pour on it. And
I thought they were eating my tree, and I saw all these tiny black ants, and that's what killed my oak tree.
Well, the ants didn't kill your oak tree.
Well, what killed my oak?
I don't know, but it wasn't the ants. Again, you know, something was going on that attracted the ants, and so
the roosters. I'm blaming it on the roosters.
There you go. Yes.
Oh, Eileen, thank you. You've made my day. I love bark lice. I love seeing them because it's so cool. There's video games where you see all these soldiers, and they all move towards the fort, and they all go in different directions. And watching the bark lice is just fascinating. So what a treat for you.
I'll have to tell Bob how fascinating they were, and I killed a good bug.
No worries, Eileen.
Our crepe myrtles have all leaves on them.
Good.
Yeah, all of them have leaves.
So they didn't.
I mean, the pollen count has been horrible.
Yeah.
But that's okay, you know.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I just think they're just leaving out late this year. I mean, I just thought they would have been a little bit more leaves on them, but it could be because of the rain.
No, we have tons of leaves on ours.
Wonderful.
All right, I'm blaming the roosters on my mistake.
There you go. That's a good one.
Thank you so much, Eileen. I appreciate it. Good morning. And it's just,
I love her roosters.
I do too. If you have a gardening question or you want to talk about, before you reach for a chemical, pesticide, or herbicide, give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. We give us for a perfect text message your name and your city location. That will help me with better advice. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Hi, this is Teresa Watkins. You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens. Enjoy your weekend.
April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Parents, even on the hardest days, reaching out shows strength. Prevent Child Abuse Florida offers support when you need it most. Life can be a struggle. Our partners have statewide resources tailored to meet your family's needs. Florida invests in you because every parent deserves support and every child deserves a loving home. Learn more at PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
World-class plant experts, beautiful flowers and foliage, a kids' zone, juried artists and crafters, free admission. Sounds pretty great, right? If you agree, then you won't want to miss the 63rd Annual Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 26th and 27th at Kitland Nelson Park. Check out the incredible flowers and foliage. Talk to plant doctors and learn more about conservation. Plus, lots of great artists, crafters, food vendors, live entertainment, and a tree giveaway. Visit Apopka Art and Foliage Festival.
Man, it is a beautiful day to fish.
Here's your life jacket.
You know I can swim, right?
So could a lot of people who died falling overboard.
Come on, I'm not a kid.
Fatalities are often men over 30.
It's too hot to wear one.
These new ones are
They're happy. Ooh, I got one!
Glad you wore the life jacket?
Okay, yes.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission reminds you to wear your life jacket. Visit wearitflorida.com. Wear it, Florida.
Did you know that a car crash occurs every 44 seconds in Florida? And one in seven crashes involve distracted drivers? April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles reminds you that distraction includes texting, putting on makeup, eating, attending to passengers, and more. Don't drive distracted, Florida. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Fresh Florida blueberries. In a world of jumbo-sized snacks and artificial flavors, Florida blueberries stand proud, bursting with antioxidants and ready to tackle hunger, one delectable bite at a time. From muffins to smoothies or straight out of the carton, they are the tiny titans of taste, delivering freshness as bold as they are blue, proving once again that good things come in small packages. To see what Florida blueberries can do for you, visit freshfromflorida.com today.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
Hi, this is Teresa Watkins. You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens. Enjoy your weekend. And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. It's April Fool's Day, but Eileen was not fooling, and I wasn't fooling you. It's not tree cattle. Or tree cows.
Yeah, it is not, because I looked that up, and there were actually cows and trees, so I'm trying to figure out how that happened.
But it's tree cattle, and it's bark lice. And I just posted a video on Better Lawns and Gardens on our Facebook page of the bark lice and them moving, and it's just so cool. And so they are not bad bugs. They don't harm the trees. And so you can see what Eileen was noticing. And what did she do? She reached for the pesticide. And so just before, you know, identify the bugs first, call me 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680 and let us know what you would like to talk about. So how do I make a pineapple grow? Okay, so I don't know where you are in the state, but you can make a pineapple grow by buying a pineapple from your grocery store. And then once you eat it, you've cut the top off, leave about, I would say, 2 to 3 inches, and you can plant that in the ground, just, you know, with the leaves coming straight up, just plant it in the ground. And within 2 years, you want to go through 2 winters, you will probably get another pineapple. So they are an epiphyte. They're in the bromeliad family, and they reproduce very easily. And you can start your own pineapple plantation. So, you know, the best thing to do is just get a pineapple, cut it off, and start your own little crop of pineapples. So Ron in Cottondale, Florida, thank you very much for a perfect message. The freeze we had turned all my sagos brown, and I see people cutting off all the leaf branches. Is it okay to still do that, or am I too late? No, you can cut off all the brown leaves on it. Leave some green. And you'll be just fine. I will tell you, that one time I had someone come by my house, and this is when I was in another whole different industry. I was in a different career, and I had two sago palms on each side of my driveway, and they said, can we cut your sago palms and, you know, cut the fronds off? And I said, yes, and I had some brown ones on there. When I looked out about an hour later, my sagos had no leaves on them at all. They were completely bald. They cut everything off. And I panicked. I go, oh my goodness, what did they do? But within 3 months, I had fronds again. And within 6 months, they were all back to normal again. So it's not recommended that you do that. You don't need to do that. But you can cut off the brown leaves without harming it. And then, you know, just leave the green healthy ones. But if you've got the Cycad scale, and you can go to Summit Responsible Solution Studios and get their year-round oil spray, which will kill the Cycad scale. You want to cut then the fronds that are that have it covered on them. Just go ahead and cut them off and throw them away, and then spray your Cycad with the Summit year-round oil spray, and that will prevent the Cycad scale from returning. Okay, great question, Ron. That's wonderful. So they wrote me back the text message on the pineapples, and they said, yes, I have two pineapples growing, one on a small plant and one on a large plant. This is the large plant. So I think they sent me a picture, but I don't see it. I can't see anything on my text screen. And so you do have pineapples on them? Well, then continue to keep fertilizing. And right about August, September, October, it should be ready to grow. So as it starts to turn yellow, you can go ahead and know that it's ripe. So size really doesn't really tell you that much about how ripe it is. It's when it starts to turn yellow. So look for that. Keep on track, because I will tell you, the raccoons and all the different critters and stuff love to eat pineapples, and they'll take a big chunk out of it before you even know it. My next text message says, do you think cocktail trees truly work? And if so, how do you care for them? A cocktail tree is a tree that has, you know, at least three different grafts on it from other fruit trees. And usually it's in the citrus family. So you have tangerines and oranges and lemons on one tree that they're all grafted on. And do they work? They're going to grow for a couple of years. But what I've seen is that one section of the tree, the one graft, will die. And so you have a portion of the tree dead. And so, just make sure you're fertilizing, that you're watering correctly, and that you're taking good care of it. It's in full sun, and they will live. I just don't think they live for a long time, only because they're grafted. And, you know, portion of the trees die back. And then you've got, you know, a third of your tree is dead and it looks bad. So I'm not a big fan of them. I usually recommend, if you're going to have a fruit tree, have one that's nice and healthy, has a good root stock, and will last you, several years, decades, and will be a better, way to grow the fruit. All right. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. I really do appreciate Dr. Richardson for coming on. I think this is very important, and I will honestly tell you, it's more important than butterfly gardens is to plant gardens, native plant gardens for our gopher tortoises. Get the education out there so that people do recognize how important that keystone species is for other wildlife. And also for restoration habitat renovations, you want to restore habitat. We're losing so much with developments. And it's important that builders, you want to be aware in your community when you see a gopher tortoise that you let your landscape crews know. Now, what kind of plants do gopher tortoises eat? Well, sea grapes are wonderful. They're a moderate forage value. They're native species. Then also Japanese persimmons, Chickasaw plums. Now, trees... And I'll just be honest with you, trees are kind of a low to moderate resource for turtles or tortoises because they can't climb. So the fruit is on, the tree, and then it falls down. So, and they only have that fruit for certain times of the year. So it's better to plant shrubs, plants, and flowers that the tortoises can have year-round. So, but I will say the trees. So sea grape, Japanese persimmons, Chickasaw plums, flatwood plums, sumac, winged sumac, which is wonderful. I love winged sumac. Turns a beautiful red in the fall and wintertime. Then the shrubs are pawpaw, beauty berries, white stopper, huckleberries, blue huckleberries, bush daisies, hibiscus, especially the native mallow is better for them. And then weeping lantana, Lantana depressa, and then lepidezas, which are a legume, and then blackberries, sable palmettos, or scrub palmettos, sable miners, saw palmettos, and then sparkleberry, blueberries, and Spanish bayonet.
Wait, sparkleberries?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sparkleberries. Sparkleberries are moderate to high forage value for gopher tortoises, attractive flowers and greenery and fruit, and it attracts wildlife and butterflies. So you could have a butterfly gopher tortoise garden combined.
That is pretty awesome.
Isn't it? And so vines, butterfly pea, railroad vine, passion flowers, maypop, wild grapes, and cultivated grapes too. Leave some for the gopher tortoises. The flowers can be asters, paintbrush, pineland daisies, golden asters, coreopsis, and day flowers, blanket flowers, and sunflowers. And then all kinds of weeds that Biden's alba, the beggar ticks, is a great resource for gopher tortoises. Ground cherries, verbena, pansies even, wadelia, all kinds of good stuff. Prickly pear cactuses for gopher tortoises. So I just want to start pushing for gopher tortoise gardens and gopher tortoise recognition so we can educate the public, educate builders and developers and HOAs on how they are protected, their burrows, their gopher tortoises themselves, and gopher tortoise eggs. Very, very important. And so just something I'm just thinking. April 10th, Gopher Tortoise Day, and let everybody know you can get a recognition sign for your yard by going to myfwc.com and looking on the Gopher Tortoise page. I'll post links. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Saturday morning, I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
World-class plant experts, beautiful flowers and foliage, a kid's zone, juried artists and crafters, free admission. Sounds pretty great, right? If you agree, then you won't want to miss the 63rd Annual Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 26th and 27th at Kitland Nelson Park. Check out the incredible flowers and foliage, talk to plant doctors, and learn more about conservation. Plus, lots of great artists, crafters, food vendors, live entertainment, and a tree giveaway. Visit Apopka Art and Foliage Festival.org.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit year-round spray oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit year-round spray oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit year-round spray oil is available at fine garden centers and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.